The annual Letter Carriers Food Drive has become the largest single-day food drive across the nation and benefits millions of Americans who struggle to put food on the table.
Please, we encourage everyone, please be sure you put your non-perishable food items out at your mailbox on May 13th, Saturday, May 13th.
Dee Dee Flaunlacker, Executive Director of Mana Food Pantry, says the food collected Saturday will go a long way towards refilling the shelves, not only at Mana, but at other organizations that help feed the hungry in the area.
I can tell you that our inventory definitely needs it, and I believe that everybody else in our community needs that support too.
In addition to Mana, the food drive will benefit Warrington Emergency Aid Center, Feeding the Gulf Coast in Pace and Milton, ACTS Ministry of Holly Assembly of God in Gulf Breeze, and We Care Ministries of Navarre United Methodist Church. Last year, the organizations received a total of 72,367 pounds of food from the drive. The letter carriers are encouraging people to leave a sturdy bag of non-perishable foods next to their mailbox prior to regular mail delivery time on Saturday. Philip Skipper, president of the National Association of Letter Carriers, Northwest Florida Branch 321, says it's a day that local letter carriers look forward to.
Every year, it's our day. So the guys are excited about helping give back to the community. They're picking it up. And what better way to do that than pick it up by the mailbox and take it down and deliver it to those that need it.
If you're headed to the store to get some items to leave out this Saturday, Dee Dee Flaunlacker says there are some items that give the biggest nutritional bang for the buck.
We need peanut butter, canned fruit in its own juice. We also need canned chicken, canned tuna. We need 1 pound bags of rice, 1 pound bags of dry beans as well.
Again, the Stamp Out Hunger food drive is this Saturday. Be sure to leave your bag of food out before the time your letter carrier usually arrives. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.